Hi, everyone. It's Ike from the Untitled Car Show. I'm driving on the way back, so this episode's going up a little later than normal. I went up to the auto show, hung out with a bunch of people, met Mr. Regular again. He's always a mensch. Didn't run into as many people as I did last year. I don't know if it's the day one versus day two thing. The auto show is such a weird place to go to when it comes to, you know, trying to network with people. It's still not quite my forte in terms of, like, how I get to people, I gotta cancel this out. Oh, cool. Sorry, I'm driving back. So my GPS just went down. So it's a matter of you go there, you're trying to kind of keep up with everything. Oh, I met the guys from Shifting Lanes again. Met a couple that I talked to before, a couple people I didn't talk to in the past. So trying to kind of network and get people up, get, you know, more in touch with people. So I'm still not quite sure what it is I'm exactly supposed to be doing at an auto show when it comes to being a podcaster primarily. Yeah, I can make some video content, I can take some pictures, but for me as a podcaster to be doing this, it's such a weird place because there's so much audio artifacts in the background. I bring my good podcast equipment with me. It just doesn't seem to click, really, with what I'm trying to do as a journalist. So, I don't know. It's almost a lost leader, I guess, going into it. It's nice to go. It's nice to chit-chat. I really don't know. Like, I don't want to bother people who are actually working or living there. So, like, for me, it's just like a nice little, I don't want to say diversion, but getting to go, getting to goof around with the cars, getting to touch everything, play around, it's fun, but it really doesn't serve me a purpose for the show. So I'll kind of give you my thoughts and opinions on day one of the auto show. First and foremost, I wonder if the Waze thing's coming up. First and foremost, when it comes to that coming through, I wonder. Anyway, it's just interesting because you get to the show, you try and get there early. I'm driving up from Maryland all the way to New York. So, of course, I get up at 4. I'm not out the door until almost 5 o'clock because Ike and mornings don't get along with each other. So, get up, I'm out the door, it's almost 5. By the time I get up to New York, traffic's a mess. So I'm not really in the convention center until around like 8:30. So for those of you who've not been to an event before, you normally get your press ID sent to you. If you don't have it sent to you, you've got to go, you got to check in. They verify it, they give you the wristband, and then you walk in. And New York's nice because they give you drinks, they give you water, they give you snacks, hors d'oeuvres, as you kind of walk around. So it's kind of like cocktail mingle hour at like a wedding, but without the drinks. So I get in, I grab my CAG water, because that's what they have. Ooh, la-di-da. I will start wandering around, take a look at stuff. It's just go to the first press event I'm there for, which is Toyota's FT4X or something like that. So, or 4C, whatever it is. Which, oh my God, I've complained about this on another segment, but so much of that was buzzwords and bullshit. It was a cool concept car. Don't get me wrong. It was nice. But as a quote millennial, I don't live in a swipe left, swipe right technology driven world. Like, what? You're pandering to, like, some weird person who maybe they exist, but they're not going to be going to the auto show, and they're sure as hell not going to be looking at your concept car. So, what the fuck? So, it was cool, I guess. The wheel arches drove me nuts, but that's kind of what it is. I just don't know, like, how to feel about that in terms of what should I be doing, what should I be, you know. So I went there, they offered s'mores in exchange for a tweet about hashtag FT4C, so, which the best hashtag was Matt Hart agrees about it, which was just, I am tweeting about this to get s'mores, hashtag FT4C. So, I mean, it's a concept that's kind of meant to get derision, meant to kind of, like, get people talking about it, get people positive, negative, whatever, because they're literally just testing the waters with it. So, was it the worst thing ever? No. I kind of like the car, honestly, but there's so much hashtag millennial, like, bullshit around that I was just going nuts about it. So, that was obnoxious, but then going over to Lincoln's press event, and they're telling me about, well, it's a black label, you know, we got our service here, we got our new Navigator, and 11% of the people will be buying this vehicle in the black label service setup, and blah, 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 like, okay, which was cool. So one of the things I kind of like about what they were proselytizing about was the fact that there'll basically be a built-in chauffeur service for your Lincoln, which for me means I'm going to get drunk off my ass, call up a chauffeur, they're going to drive me from wherever I am home, and then I'm not going to stop giving a shit about it, which would be awesome, because that's what I want an autonomous car to do. Like, I want to be able, like today, I want to be able to get up at 4, get all my shit in the car, fall asleep in the car, go to New York, wake up in New York, go to this press event, drink my ass off, get back in the car, and get my ass chauffeured back to Maryland. But that's not what happens. So, I don't know, it should be interesting to see what happens with the chauffeur event and how that works out. Interesting that it has a heads-up display, too, in the Navigator. I don't know if that's in the base version, but the three vehicles they had there on display all had heads-up display. So I was a little excited about that. I like heads-up display. I like my little gauge cluster in my Fiesta, but if I'm going to go, you know, with a, like, pretty badass high-end car, yeah, give me a heads-up display. Why not? Trying to think what else was there that I saw. So, yeah, after that, I went over with Will Quavey to, I met up with him too. Also a mensch. Everyone I met today was such a mensch. I went over, met up with Quavey. We talked a bit. We went over to Subaru. Subaru's presentation, the moment they, like, had a concept car for a third row seat SUV, I'm like, you know what? Today's not my day to watch these presentations because it's been SUV, SUV, SUV. I'm not even going to try to, like, get to another one of these events. So what I did is I kind of zoned out. That's where I met the Shifting Lane guys. Again, all very menschy, all lovely to talk to. It's weird. Okay, so here's an issue I have as a weird antisocial person who now is in the social media space, right? So I've met Will Clavey. He's a wonderful individual. I like him a lot. I've met the Shifting Lane guys. Again, wonderful people. Love them a lot. I feel like I'm kind of channeling Donald Trump for that. I apologize for that. But he's beautiful people. I love him a lot. A fantastic guy. You know, he's huge. They're going to be huge. Anyway, they're met the Shifty Lane guys, met Lil Quavy. I don't know how to act when someone knows me in the outside world. So even to a point where, like, I meet up with the Right Foot Down guys, and it's, I mic'd Right Foot Down. He works with Wampa, too. It's fun to talk with these guys, but I really don't know how to, like, react to them when, because I'm in social media mode, so I think I come off as distant, and they'll, like, say something like, oh, it's fun to listen to your show, like, oh, thanks a lot, yeah, it's been great. Like, I don't know how to, like, I'm trying to take compliments better than I was, but I'm also trying to, I'm trying to not underplay what it is I do, because I think that's something I have a problem with, where in the past, someone would be like, well, I appreciate your podcast. I listen to it. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, no one really else listens to it. But that's not true. I got a decent amount of people listening every week. So I want to, you know, kind of sell it, you know, like, well, maybe something like, oh, I hope everything's really been going well. Like, oh, yeah, everything has been going well. But I feel kind of disingenuous about it. And then the Shifting Lane guys say that same thing. It's like, you know me from thing, but it's hard to kind of, because the other issue with it too is I'm a big fan of the people I get on the show, but when you think about it, I'm basically funneling information into my head every week about, I guess I'm so weird with this. Routes. I don't know why it wants me to get off the highway here, so I'm just going to vamp while this thing kind of, like, gives me the best route. I don't know why it wants me to get off the highway. Seems weird. Waze, what are you doing to me? So guess I'm going to listen to it. Let's see here. Right now I got to go through the Easy Pass, which is always fun. Super expensive. $4 toll just to go through Delaware, which is like 8 blocks of Delaware. SR9, Wilmington. I don't know why you don't want me going just south. Okay, bye. It's got me going north to go south, which seems like that makes a ton of sense. But who am I to argue with Waze? There is a backup over there, so we're going to trust it. I do like having the Waze. It's a nice app to have and utilize for this reason, when there is a bad backup like that. Lost my train of thought. But So I was talking about, like, so when I interact with people outside of here, I feel real bad because I download everyone's, like, life story to my brain, but I can't keep it all up there. So, like, download as much as I can, regurgitate it back out, still follow their work, but then it becomes, I'm trying to be polite and be like, hey, I love your work. Like, Will Clave, he's like, oh, I wrote this article and this article on Jalopnik, you know, or, you know, I was talking to Patrick Jordan about this. We wrote that. I'm like, not that he was doing that a lot, but it's like, did you get a chance to read this article? I mentioned that in this article. I'm like, yeah, I haven't, because I'm on to the next interview. So, believe me, I enjoy everyone I get on the show. I genuinely enjoy their work. But I have to keep trying to find new people and new writers and authors and all that. So there is a point of I'm in research mode at all times too. So stuff tends to mix together, and I feel weird because, like, when I interact with someone, it's like, okay, you're these guys, or you're from this publication. Is that the one about this? And did you say this to me? And I really can't keep it all straight in my head, which I feel real bad about. So I kind of, like, just, like, close up in a little shell, like, you know, hey, thanks so much for listening to the show and being on the show. But I can't really remember what it is we talked about when you were on the show. And I don't want that to be me, but that's just kind of the way I'm wired. Like, I don't know. It's so, and I feel weird. Like, tell me, like, if, okay, so the guys I talked to today said they listened to the show. So this is going to be an interesting little experiment here. So if I met you today and I came off as standoffish or whatever, or I didn't mention your work or whatever it is, please let me know what you think. Am I, like, send me a text or send me a tweet or, like, a DM. My DMs are open now, so if you're listening to this and you want to be on the show, the DMs are open to shoot me a direct message, whatever. But when it comes to, like, I don't know, do I come off as standoffish? Do I come off as aloof or better than thou or whatever? I don't mean to. I don't know. I'm just curious of how I'm perceived by everyone. And, you know, is it okay that I don't remember the conversation that I had with you? I don't know. Like, because I don't remember what I say. That's for sure. Like, this shit flies out of my mouth 3 times a week for an hour each. You know, I mean, that's, what, 12 hours of content at least each month. But then the research and the back, you know, what I do on the back end of everything. So there's a lot of stuff where it just gets memory dumped out and I can't keep it all straight. So I don't know, just if you were at the show and maybe I seemed aloof or whatever, just, it's not that, it's like it's a bit of a safety precaution from me being an antisocial person back in the day, mixed with I don't want to tell you, I don't remember everything we talked about and everything about your publication or what you do. So, like, the YouTube people I met today, the writers, the authors, the podcasters, like, I've had you on the show because I like what you do, but on the flip side of that, I can't remember all the time what it is, what each individual does, which is that shitty of me? I don't know. But let me know. I don't know what everyone's opinion of this is, so I'm just going to put it out into the ether like that. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird business to be in. It's a weird thought to have to. You're doing this, and then you download, and you upload, and you're doing your research and all that. But anyway, back to, like, the thing. So, yeah. So I don't know. When I do this, when I do the auto show, you know, it's fun to meet people. It's fun to talk to them. I don't know where I'm going right now. I'm on I-95 South, I think. So that was literally just a workaround to 95. All right, whatever. I guess I'm still in because Newark's still south of here, so I guess I still got some time. So when I was doing where did I leave off where I was? Anyway, so I meet I'm at Subaru. I zone out of their presentation because it's not anything entertaining. I go wandering around and I'm watching people conduct some interviews. They're pulling aside people. Well, a lot of it seems to be kind of off-the-record stuff, right? So there's not a lot of recording equipment. What they do the recording, it's on film. There's not a lot of audio recorders out. And kind of to my point of being socially awkward as a youth, I'm not really good at going up to someone going, hey, would you mind talking with me, and I'm going to record it. I'm not good, but it's probably the same reason I met my wife online, because I'm a hashtag millennial. We don't know how to do anything in person, but this is just me being an awkward kid, so, and it's still carrying over to this day and age. And I understand this is something I have to get over because I'm in this profession. So, but I'm not good. So I wander around. I take in the sights. I take in the sounds. I get a nice word from Mr. Regular about, hey, let's meet up. Let's do some chit-chatting. Again, don't really want to pull him online and put him on the record for this. So it's just trying to I was trying to kind of just wrap myself in the aura of being at the auto show and just kind of soaking it all in. So is it something I think is going to be really necessary to the automotive world in the next 10 years? 10 years, maybe. 20 years, probably not. I get it. Like, you have to have a place where you go and you get your car to the person who reviews your vehicle. That is a necessary evil of this industry. So, I don't know how you're going to do that 20 years from now, but it's probably not going to be in a convention setting because, yeah, it's nice. You get to see these vehicles. These vehicles are shown for you, and we get to read down these stats, and it's, the new Dodge Demon has 840 horsepower, and it's so amazing, and it's being launched the day before the event even takes place. Midnight launch, and we're going to have a special drink as we call the Demon and blah, blah, blah. Cool. But we have learned basically nothing about this vehicle from a reviewer aspect. And it's weird to see all the people down in the, media center writing and typing and going away and clicking back. And it's like, is there this many publications out there? Like, are these people all getting paid? I do think some of the people who were there were just straight up homeless. I 100% believe that, that is hands to God. I think there was a couple of homeless people there who managed to get press credentials somehow. Anyway, but, you see Jalopnik working, and you don't want to bother them because they are working when they're there. They are typing there, clicking away. They are... I don't know, there's an aura around them where it's like, I don't really want to bother them. I saw the back of Patrick George, I saw the back of Rob Orlov, in the press media center, and I was like, should I go up and say hello? They look busy, I don't really want to bother them, so let me just kind of mosey away. So, I don't know, it's an interesting little group, and I don't know. It's half a dozen of one, six of the other. And then there's the after-show event, which no one from Jalopnik was there. Mr. Regular went to a different event, I know for sure. There's a couple of other people who went to... So I knew where one of the events was taking place, but I wasn't invited to it. So I didn't feel comfortable just kind of showing up. So I went to the normal press ball afterwards, and oh my God, is like the bastard love child of a middle school dance and I don't know. Like, it's a middle school dance meet, like an AA meeting almost. It doesn't, it's super awkward. They got a DJ there playing. He wasn't playing bad music. He was playing oldies, which is fine because everyone there was old. But it was loud. And it's supposed to be a mixer. You're supposed to be talking to people. And you have to yell so fucking loud. No one can hear anyone. There's not enough tables, which is kind of the point. You're supposed to be mixing and rubbing elbows. How's it going, buddy? But it doesn't work. So, I don't know. It's such a weird little place. So, maybe I should try to have imposed a Mr. Regular. Like, hey, take me with you. But I didn't want to be that guy to do that. I don't know. It's such a strange little setup. I'm not quite sure what it is I'm supposed to do when it comes to that. I'm trying to figure out. My little charger here is dying too. So this is the fun of everything. So, yeah, because my Fiesta's come down with a weird glitch, which is awesome. It was charging my iPhone, and then it just decided to stop charging my iPhone, but say that the iPhone is docked still, which is not. So I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do to get this thing charged, but I need my iPhone, which is what I'm recording on at the moment as well. So, I forgot my little USB that goes to the cigarette lighter thing, so that's not good. So I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do, so I might have to just pull off the side of the road to try and get this thing fixed. I don't know how you reset a sync system, but I'm sure it basically fucks up everything. So, that'll be fun. Let's see. Hopefully that works. Now I'm in an easy pass lane again because it's tolls and this fucking sucks. I don't know. It's such an interesting. I don't know how to feel. Like, when I leave these events, I don't know how to feel. So, to contrast with this with Carlisle makes maybe a little bit more sense to me. In that it's, you go there, you go to an event, it functions, you're having fun. I get it from other media source providers. I don't get it from podcasting. And I don't know. Maybe that's a me failure. Maybe that's a failure to, I don't know, do everything right on my behalf. Maybe that's a communication error. Maybe that's the people who are entrenched with the old media or with the old, you know, companies don't understand podcasting. So, I don't know. The primary failure is me, probably. Anyway, so, I don't know. It's such a weird, like, I don't feel icky. I don't feel like I did something wrong. I got to see a bunch of cool cars. The Volvo booth was always fun. Getting to sit in that stuff. Didn't get to sit into Volvos, actually. Got to sit into Jaguars. Those were fun. Like those cars. Got to see a couple of Infinities, just basically just wander around. Oh, where the hell? So I'm in Maryland now, apparently. I don't know, everything's weird with this interstate. So, got to sit in few cars, got to play around, got to see the demon. It's fun. It's probably worth it. I think when this comes up next year, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to come up and I'm going to have to stay the night. It's going to be expensive, but I think that's how you get the most out of it. So, it was nice, too. Everyone I ran into Cletus from Cletus and Cletus. So, everyone I ran into was very nice. Everyone knew the publication. I didn't have to explain what it is that I did. Even to people who weren't familiar with the show, they knew what was going on with podcasting in general. So that was fun. I can feel myself losing my voice, so I'm going to kind of suspend this and hopefully talk a little bit later. I got some other stuff I'm going to throw up behind this, or maybe in front of this, whatever. Maybe it's just a separate little episode. So look forward to those, or if you heard those, whatever. But that'll be fun. So I'm going to have to shut this down because I am losing my voice. So if there's stuff after this, hold on. If not, follow the show at Untitled Car Show. You can go to theuntitledcarshow.com for links and everything. So thank you so much for listening. Please tell a friend. Have a good night. Have a good evening. Wherever you are, whatever time it is there, thanks so much for listening. Please be safe out there.